A San Antonio night spot. Waitresses work from table to table. The restless crowd is ready for live local music, and so it begins.
The Olmos Pharmacy is a great location, kind of small and intimate, where you can get a burger and a shake, and they also have some live music capabilities.
Violinist, San Antonio Symphony member, and music teacher, Amy Lopez.
We decided we were going to come up with a small group of musicians and then basically invite the public to come out and jam with us.
I'm coming to jam out with Moses.
16-year-old Victoria Day and about a dozen other young musicians brought their instruments and prepared to play with the professionals. Day plays cello and says the Olmos vibe makes for a different musical experience.
The difference is it's a lot more laid back than other things, so you have more freedom, and like if you mess up, it's not as big of a deal.
The relaxed atmosphere at the Olmos may have something to do with the way it's evolved over the years. Since 1938, the then Gilmore Pharmacy stood guard at the border between the Monte Vista and Olmos Park neighborhoods. Eventually it closed, and in 2005 it was listed for sale on eBay. While Olmos Pharmacy no longer dispenses medications, it's found a new prescription to treat what ails you. Music, from folk to jazz to poetry slams. And on occasion, classical music jams organized by the musicians of the San Antonio Symphony. Here's cellist Ryan Murphy.
Well, the musicians of the San Antonio Symphony is kind of a grassroots version of what our management does. So instead of attracting big donors and putting on big concerts, we try and more reach the community on an individual and in a smaller scale way.
He's not kidding. There is no stage here. The dozen or so musicians are gathered with music stands in a semicircle at floor level in front of the huge west window facing McCullough at Hildebrand. They call the event a jam, so what do the musicians play?
It ranges from everything to Scott Joplin rags to Mozart quartets. We've also had a young lady who plays both harp and cello, so it just depends on who's there.
It's not a jam in the sense of being entirely spontaneous. Sheet music still helps guide the way. It's just that the musicians don't know what's coming. As the night goes on, a man with a trombone shows up, scores are distributed, and they play something most of them have never seen.
It's kind of like karaoke in a way, where you sign up with one of our symphony members who will be moderating everything, and then when your name gets called or your group gets called, you go up and play.
We like that. We like the opportunity to sort of, you know, not have to wear our tuxedos and allow for some risk. But mainly it's an opportunity to invite our students to play with us. And it really is it's a fun and relaxed way of making music together.
Josie Liu's 9-year-old daughter, Elizabeth, is Amy Lopez's violin student.
She's never so engaged as that night. She just sat there and listened.
Josie describes how when musicians began playing a certain piece at the Olmos, Elizabeth popped up and bolted to the front to watch.
That was Canon by Paco Bell. That's how she got hooked, you know, by the song, and now she wants to play it herself.
I have my mind set on playing a song called Canon in D by Paco Bell.
Why do you like that one?
It just sounds really pretty, and it just moves me. I have this little tingly feeling that just makes me want to play it with the other people.
We actually listened to it for a week afterwards.
Elizabeth and two other student violinists paired with a piano player, playing for the crowd themselves.
I thought it was kind of a good opportunity for me to learn how to face my fears and play in front of the public.
It was an opportunity for them to kind of look into their future, I hope, and to see what the possibilities are. There's just nothing like it.
As the young musicians make their way through a different kind of classical music, this one from the Beatles, the older members of the crowd smile. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.